Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Let's listen to Joe Mathis, Little Larry Collins, The Chicken Reel.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hello! All right, another week, another show. Aren't you glad we got the poultry section out of the way fast? Oh, I'm brainstorming on these theme sets. That was the... Yeah, you're on there, Dan. You don't have to punch the thing. That was our instrumental poultry set, huh? Brainstorming. Got that idea on Sunday morning.
About it.
That was Link Ray, Run Chicken Run. Yeah. Joe Mathis and Larry Collins with Chicken Reel. Fat Daddy Holmes Chicken Rock. Day Wins with Rooster Reel. And we open up with Alfredo Mendiata and another version of Run Chicken Run.
Run.
We got Roscoe here today filling in for Il Bruch, color commentator. Don't take that too literally.
Make sure you rinse that bird off.
Dinosaur, the dinosaur. Our favorite slow blizzard is here. Sally's here, Andy the bartender.
Yeah. All right,
check one from each column what we're going to do today. We got a set of bongo drivers. Oh, only I had it like the set
is
perfectly.
Bingo Boy and the?
No, but I had the whole set worked out, and I figured, well, I had this one record at home I was going to bring. I figured, oh, well, they got it at the station on the Sin Alley Volume 3, and I get here, somebody ripped it off. So we'll have 2 minutes of silence in place of that. Blues Hangover. We got a VOM. We got some dumb. Dance Crazes, a tribute to another dead coaster, lots of hedgehog hop and some of that extra bone boogie, as we've coined, and news for morons. And let's just go right into it. Start up, Willie Heaton, little request item, and the Do Tune label.
I went to a party of the night, was a knocked out shit, sealed up top, chicks were crazy.
That's where I go, no swells inside to what I know. Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right. Could walk, you could have your fun, it's your fault if you don't. Figured I was where I ought to be, I called two fine chicks who was a hitting on me. Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right. Real knocked out and full of glee. When the heat rolled up like the heat will do, he said, look, yeah, Jack, what's wrong with you? Everything's all right.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
This is a hit! Around.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Step it up again, left behind. We got a satellite rock. Where satellite roll. For the rain to come around. Rock it up and go. Where you rock all day. You rock all night. You got the launching eye. For satellite rock.
Teeth Buster, you want to try for none?
Bacon fat. It go.
Help yourself, young un. Then you go. But the chicken was never like this. Yes. I feel like I want to holler, but the town's too small. His name was Kane. He lived down Tennessee way. I say, hey man, what is this new kind of jump where you wind up twice, then you end up with a bump? He said, dig daddy, it's a natural fact. It's a creep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go. Entertain the people, young'un. Help yourself.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. Use a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made from a human skull. Now come on, baby, let's take a little walk and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Darling took me by the hand and said, ooh, daddy, I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Somebody scream, you should have heard just what I seen. Now who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone hand and a graveyard mind. I live long enough and I ain't scared of dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Back in the jungle.
Oh, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Oh, all right. That was Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, Robbie Robertson, inventing heavy metal on that one, circa 1960. His best 5 minutes. Who do you love? Big Daddy and the Boys, Bacon Fat. How many versions of that song are there? Well, we'll get to a whole bunch of them. The Rebel Air, Satellite Rock, The Uptowns, Here She Come Again. Dale Hawkins with another classic rocker, Roy Buchanan, on that one, Ain't That Loving You Baby, and Willie Heaton, Fun on a Saturday Night, opened it up.
Didn't Roy Buchanan teach Robbie Robertson how to play guitar?
No.
No?
No.
Come on.
No.
No, they were in the same, they were in the band together.
No.
Are you
one
sure?
Guy
yeah.
was
Ronnie Hawk. One guy was with Ronnie Hawkins. The other guy was with Dale Hawkins.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They were in different.
I know. I've read that.
They were
somewhere.
In different bands
but if
together.
If you listen to the guitar sound, there's very similar.
That was
things
before
going
Roy
on.
Buchanan even recorded. Actually, I think 1960. I think Roy Buchanan has made some amazing claims for himself, and that might have been one of them.
That might have been one of them, yeah.
I doubt it's true.
Would you come up with that similarity over, like, the combination plate special at the Odessa or something?
No, I actually read it somewhere in the paper.
Oh, all right. Let's get to news, news for morons. Is it time for news?
Yes.
Okay.
You got one, Dan?
How do you like that?
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
News is spitting out of the machine.
Right. Let's see. The first thing off the reel. We got it. This is a very important thing in our times, folks. Economists, lawyers, a black hole in our economy. Dateline Austin, Texas. Each lawyer in the United States costs the economy an average of $1 million a year. According to a finance professor who believes the country's economy weakens as the number of attorneys increases. Steve McGee, a University of Texas Austin professor who was an economist in the Nixon administration, said Friday the country's 500,000 lawyers are dampening the gross national product by $500 billion, or about 10% of the GNP, as they call it. He theorizes that the effect is caused by wealthy corporations and individuals who hire lawyers to get their hands in each other's pockets. It comes from a book called Black Hole Tariffs and Endogenous Policy Theory.
Huh?
Well, I think...
What? Is that published by the conspiracy bookstore?
I think, if they're going to start banning smoking and pot and everything else, kids can't drink, they should start banning lawyers. That's dangerous to our health.
Well, they're that expensive.
Yeah.
That's out of control.
They're good if you,
That's much more than cocaine costs our economy.
Well, if you got three guys and you're looking for the fourth for your foursome, a lawyer is good for that.
That's about it. All right, I got one for you. A woman alleges she was sexually assaulted by author Hunter S. Thompson.
Jeez. I think we got it. That's like a pile of news there on the floor. I don't know.
Anyway,
hanging with Hunter Thompson.
Gail M. Palmer Slater of St. Clair, Michigan, alleges she went to Thompson's Woody Creek home on February 21st to conduct a professional interview because she idolized him. But when she refused to join him in the bathtub, he punched her and grabbed her breast, according, this is her allegations. But she has admitted she was in X-rated movies in the 70s.
Well, he claims she was drunk and wanted to try to force him to have sex with her, right?
Thompson, the author of Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, among other books, told the newspaper that Palmer Slater was real drunk, sloppy drunk, and pressured him to have sex with her. I pushed her away. She went backwards and one hand brushed against her breast. Thompson, who lives near Aspen, Colorado, was arrested Monday on sex assault and simple assault charges and later freed on $2,000 bond.
Yeah, he was in San Diego.
Here's another good quote from the doctor here. She wanted me to help her get publicity for her business, which is women's lingerie and dildos. Thompson said he has seen porno videotapes of Slater made in the mid-70s when she was in her 20s. Slater said she was a video and film producer in the 70s and that only sometimes appeared in these productions. Doesn't have the names of any of them.
Right on the bottom, there's
when
a couple
somebody
names.
Else called in
oh, okay, she was in movie. She was in The Erotic Adventures of Candy and Candy Goes to Hollywood, both in 1978. Look for those at your video store, folks. Okay, so what else is going on? Do you know of anything going on tonight, Roscoe? Is there anything to renounce? Mojo's, our pal Mojo Nixon is playing, but it's sold out, so no sense in bothering.
I don't know of anything else going on. Actually, Bruce is supposed to be,
Our fun coordinator, and he's not here.
Jeremy's in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the fun is.
Okay, Blues Hangover time.
How about it?
How about it? Eddie Taylor, Big Town Playboy.
So this morning, find myself a job. Said Chicago's okay, Monday. Time too doggone hard. I told my shoes, go ahead, Eddie. That's one thing I don't enjoy. She's everything is okay, Eddie. You're nothing but a big town playboy. Run the streets all day, come home late at night. Everything I said done, you know it ain't right. But you go ahead at it. That's one thing I don't enjoy. Treat me right. All you want to do, darling, is buzz it by. But you go ahead, Annie. That's one thing I don't enjoy. She said the thing is all caddy. You're nothing but a big town playboy.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
she never can be found. Well, baby, don't you love me? Riding my brand new Cadillac. Well, baby, don't you love me? Riding my brand new Cadillac. Well, if the Cadillac don't run, baby, I'll get someone else to bring.
I told you to relax here, didn't I?
What'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Brown, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps? They ain't working no well. Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
Cat comes on like Godzilla.
to cry. Not love for no Shimana's eye. 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 Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Don't know. Heard some bad talk. Something that you said. Something that you said. Something that you said. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. My kind of baby, you know it so. I have to tell you, you know it ain't no joke. No, it ain't no joke.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound here. WFMU East Orange. Today's Blues Hangover. That was Little Motherfucker Walter with Hate to See You Go. J.B. Lenoir, J.B.'s Rock, Long John Hunter, Border Town. Hound Dog Taylor with Watch Out. And Eddie Taylor, Big Town, Playboy. And, oh, let's just go back to news from Orange. You guys got some
Roscoe got a groaner over here.
No, this one is not for the squeamish.
Send the kids out of the room.
For sure. This guy, I don't know what paper this came from. It's actually
New York Press.
New York Press. It's actually kind of funny. This guy is well, should I just read from it? Is that how
yeah,
the deal
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah.
Got those midwinter blues kids?
Jam on it.
Yeah, riff on it.
There's several cases of penile injuries from vacuum cleaners were reported about 10 years ago in the British Medical Journal. Case number one, a 60-year-old man said that he was changing the plug of his Hoover Dustette vacuum cleaner in the nude while his wife was out shopping. It turned itself on and caught his joint, causing tears around the external meatus.
Ooh.
Multiple lacerations of the glands were repaired with catgut. Yo! This is a little story about the danger of hanging loose while doing housework. 65-year-old railway signalman was in a signal box when he bent down to pick up his tools and caught his tallywhacker in a Hoover Dustette, which happened to be switched on. God. But how about this guy? This 49-year-old man who is vacuuming...
Don't try this at home,
his
kids.
Friend's staircase in a loose-fitting dressing gown. These English guys have come up with stuff like that. When intending to switch the machine off, he leaned across to reach the plug. This plug seems to be a common theme. And at that moment, his dressing gown became undone, and his schlong got sucked into the vacuum cleaner. Holy moly.
You know what it is? All of those guys were trying to get a cheap...
Well, this guy says it's unfair for you to suggest that these victims were all trying to keep their house tidy.
Yeah, right. It's sort of like the guys who hang around here at the Vince Lombardi service area, which is in New Jersey.
But punchline is that the Hoover Dustette model has fan blades about 15 centimeters from the inlet.
Yeah.
So, let's stick to the Dustbuster, guys.
Something
them with the long hose.
You can get them for your car, too, and plug them into your lighter.
It seems, there's a funny one here. Vince Lombardi's widow, Marie, was quite upset about the sordid reputation that the rest area, named for her husband, was gaining through media exposure. So she contacted a detective. What city is this in New Jersey? Richfield Park, New Jersey.
I called from there. That's the place that smelled like Russia.
Right, well, check this out. It's got a real reputation as a place for homos to have a lot of fun. So she contacted some police officers, and she was going to pull all the Vince Lombardi memorabilia out of there. So an undercover operation, aren't you glad these cops are here to serve and protect, involving as many as 50 cops, consisting of two-man teams of plainclothes troopers on overtime who lingered in the men's room, encouraging patrons to engage in homosexual activity, then arresting them.
Wow. Got to pay for that boat somehow. But, yeah. they're renaming that rest area after Roman Gabriel.
Lance Ransel.
Lance, yeah. That's a good name.
Oh, Dan, you got some news?
Yeah, sure. On a little more serious side, a bunch of dopes running drug war, says former agent. This week, these two undercover DEA agents. One of the guys was head of the New York office of DEA for like the last 25 years. But this guy, Mike Levine, charges that...
Levine.
He just retired and he's been keeping it quiet because he didn't want to get into trouble while he was on the job. But now that he's retired, he's squawking. Charges that then Attorney General Ed Meese warned high Mexican officials about Operation Trifecta, 1988 drug bust, 24 hours before the months-long undercover investigation was to end with an arrest sweep. The agents said seven arrests were made, but the lives of agents in the whole case were jeopardized because one of those to be arrested was a cop assigned to the Mexican Attorney General's office. Levine, who left the DEA soon after, came out swinging yesterday, calling the war on drugs, what we all know it is, a joke. Talking at press conference to ballyhoo his new Delacorte book, Deep Cover, Levine said Washington's policy should be called Just Say Yes.
Okay.
That's whatever. I mean, yeah, well, at
Why
least
not?
Finally someone's confirming the whole thing. He spent 25 years on the job, broke some of the government's biggest drug cases. He charges the CIA and other government agencies support the drug cartels because they feel the war on drugs is not nearly as important as a Latin American debt. He claims drug-producing countries like Bolivia and Peru owe U.S. banks more than $42 billion and would go bankrupt if it wasn't for drug dollars.
Well, what does he know? He makes less money than a high school English teacher.
Those bankers are terrified of what would happen to
them
if the loans went bust. So there you have it.
Well, this city,
we always knew.
On the same subject, the City Council of Philadelphia unanimously repealed the decision to study the idea of distributing free cocaine and other narcotics to drug users.
Where is this?
Philly, the city of brotherly love.
All right.
They figured it's rather than just totally losing the war on drugs, it'd just be a lot easier if they gave them out for free.
And tourism in this city would
boom.
Sure. They wouldn't have to build one of those South Street seaport things.
Yeah. Right, and nobody'd have to rob and steal to get it either. Well, it would be cheaper.
You heard about this cocaine wine?
This what?
Cocaine wine.
Cocaine wine?
Well, that's what they were thinking.
I've heard that. Give me some cocaine. No head until you give me some more cocaine.
This is stuff that the Pope used to get in the 1800s.
You hear that a lot at that bar where Spot works on 8th and A.
Alcatraz.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roscoe.
No, it's this stuff that the Pope used to get it. And
oh, yeah?
And thinking that if they legalized cocaine
wine... The Pope
knows
it's dope.
Then you could only, like... You couldn't really overdose on it because you would throw up first. You know, it'd be like the bad stuff that's in aspirin or something.
Good thinking.
Sounds good.
Wow. Well, one more news story.
Since they took nitrate off the market, they're going to substitute cocaine wine.
Yeah, kill two birds with one stone. Oh, another one of the coasters got it this week. Cornell Gunter, slain inside of his car in Las Vegas. He was in the coasters from about 50... I guess he came in about 1958... With right in the time of Charlie Brown, he left in 61. He was replaced by Speedo, actually, of the Cadillacs.
Right.
And he was shot through his windshield. He was dead on the scene. Five shots. Nobody knows why. And he had led a fake coasters out in Vegas. There's a real coasters that are based out of New York that has two original members.
And Speedo.
Right, and Speedo. Now, this guy wasn't even an original member. He replaced Young Jesse. But in the coasters that he has, that's the guy Buster Wilson who was shot in the head and then dismembered out in California.
And that sawed his hands and
and his feet off. I guess Wilson was shot. He was involved in some kind of fraud scheme. They don't say exactly what Gunner did to get shot, but they're looking for it. He has no police record. And I guess, you know, we got a bunch of his records here. He was in the Flares before he was in the Coasters. Then he was in the Coasters for a few years, made lots of solo records. He was known as a really big liar, basically. Among his claims were that he sang lead on every Coasters record. I don't think he ever sang.
Didn't he write the Beatles songs, too?
I taught them Beatles how to play. They came down here. I taught them.
She loves you, man.
He claimed he sang lead on all the Coasters hits, and he didn't sing lead on any of them, except that one Coasters One by One album. He's got a couple of bad ballads in there, but he is on a lot of their best records. And he made some solo records, so we'll hear this one with the Flares, then one of his solo records, then a couple of the Coasters stuff that he's on, and then we'll come back and chatter some more. We'll tell you the latest on the FMU legal situation, some interesting developments we've just been handed. WFMU East Orange, legal ID.
I'm the Hound.
Here we go.
What can I do? I rock with you. Come on, let's do. Just me and you.
He wants to take on me.
But that we won't do. Oh, I'll tell you a story that's never been told. About this girl who was so bold. She used to get up and rock before the band would sing. I'll never forget. It was a crying shame.
She wants to rock.
Oh, and I had lost.
Making me believe you were true. But now
should love it too.
I'm a
Roll. ain't no tramp. I'm just tired of the myth, meal, cramps. I'm
beginning, there were nothing but rock. Then somebody invented the wheel, and things just began to roll.
Did you ever hear a tenor sax swinging like a rusty axe, honking like a frog down in a hollow log? Baby, that is rock and roll. Did you ever hear a guitar twang? Jingy, 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 jang. Ever hear those strings doing crazy things? Baby, that is rock and roll.
That ain't no great thing that you hear rolling down the railroad track. That's a country old piano man playing in between the cracks. You say that music's for the birds, you can't understand the words. Well, honey, if you did, you really blow your lid. Oh, baby, that is rock and roll.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, shot five times in your Cadillac in Vegas? Well, baby, that's rock and roll. Cornell Gunter, that's how he went out, I guess Tuesday, Wednesday. And those are some of Coaster's records, some records he was on. Baby, that's rock and roll. I'm a Hog for You, Hungry. Those are some of the three cool cats, some of the best Coaster's records. Cornell Gunter and the Ermines with I'm Sad, one of his few solo records, and the Flares. He was in that group. That's Richard Berry and Young Jesse were both in that. She Wants to Rock. Oh, everybody's back from the backyard, the nature excursion. Greens on the outside, greens on the inside. Oh,
Evergreens.
I guess, yeah, I guess we should do the serious thing now, right? The latest development, this is a really interesting one in the FMU legal battle. One of the stations that is trying to cut off half of WFMU's listeners is also trying to expand across state boundaries into New York. Not only is WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, urging the FCC to cut our power in half, they put in an application for an 8,000-watt increase. They operate at the same frequency as we do, 91.1. Now we find out the SHU is also trying to set up three new stations on Long Island that would each interfere with a smaller college radio station out there. Another Lombardi here, a guy, George Lombardi, he's the head of 91.1 SHU, which is at Sacred Heart University, and he's thinking big. The Connecticut station has asked the FCC to approve construction on Long Island of three different facilities designed to bring national public programming to Long Island. They want a 1,000-watt booster station. They want another 3,900-watt transmitter in Shirley, Long Island, and a 3,000-watt transmitter in Nyack. According to Lombardi, the booster and two separate program stations would all be licensed to SHU and cost about $600,000, which they're asking for public funds for this, it seems.
They got some kind of manifest destiny there?
Yeah, but this is amazing. They sent out this letter here. It's astounding. WSHU 91.1 Stereo, dear Long Island member, this letter comes as a request for your assistance once again, but it's time not for your money. Instead, we're asking you to write a letter endorsing the WSHU product, blah, blah, blah. They're interfering with about three stations out there in Long Island if they get their increase, and they're asking for a grant from the National Telecommunication and Information Administration, which is part of an agency of the U.S. Department of Commerce. So they want $500,000 in federal money so they can screw up four other radio stations and blast that god-awful classical music down your face. It's like, you know, uptight, like society ladies kind of thing, I guess. Music. I don't know.
Like the DAR.
I don't know. Who listens to classical radio? I mean, there's a lot of classical stations out there. But there's only one place you're going to hear 10 versions of Bacon Fat, folks.
That's
right. BMW owners.
BMW owners. Denois back,
Beamers.
The dinosaur.
Can't come in now.
Oh. Okay, we can do some news, though.
Why don't you play some Classico?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I had a good one here. Pizza topping recall. Oh, here we go. You want to do the? Oh, you finish your cigarette. Here you go, Den.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. My favorite story of the week. Henniker, New Hampshire. A youth driving a car he won for being named the nation's safest teenage driver may have fallen asleep at the wheel before he and another driver were killed in a two-car accident, police said. A car driven by Michael Doucette, 17, of Concord, drifted over the center line and slammed into the one being driven by Sharon Ann Link, 19, of Lebanon, according to police reports. Both were pronounced dead at the scene Friday evening. Police said it appeared Link may have tried to swerve out of the way before the collision in the extreme right side of her lane.
How did they decide he was the safest teenage driver in America?
Let's see if they say that here.
They make him run an obstacle course?
Last July, Doucette won the safe driving title in a contest called Operation Driver Excellence, sponsored by Dodge.
Excellent, man.
Sponsored by Dodge and AmVets. This was his excellent adventure. He won a $5,000 scholarship, a trophy, and the use for a year of a 1989 Dodge, the car he was driving Friday. Way to go. They're not going to take this car from me.
Okay, lucky.
Driving the winning car was one of the attractions at New Year's Eve parade down Concord's Main Street.
Wow.
Too bad.
Well, Skull's got another
run. They described the contest as like a driver's test, only a lot harder.
I could do that.
I can do it drunk.
I could do that. Speaking of drunk, hold on. Oh, here, we need some
German. It doesn't work for a
We need some Teamsters in here. Woman okay after getting run over two times.
In the same day.
Same like 5 minutes.
Unadilla, New York. I like that. Where are you from? Oh, Unadilla. You been into Unadilla? They got a new Pizza Hut. Rosalie Searles. That's it. Get a new name. Rosalie may be the luckiest woman ever to have been run over by two cars in one day. Miss Searles. Searles. It's like Sears with the L-E-S. So Searles, would that be it?
Yeah, it's close enough.
Okay, Searles escaped without broken bones or other serious injuries early Tuesday when she was accidentally run over, first by her husband, then by a fireman responding to the accident. Both drivers were charged with driving while intoxicated, drinking and driving, a favorite pastime up there.
A drunk fireman ran her over?
Yeah, first her husband, Gary Searles, that's the guy who gave her the name, were arguing in their car.
Just call her Lucky.
Okay, Lucky's husband and her were arguing in their car and drunk. And the state police said, and her passenger side door opened somehow. She fell out on the road and accidentally hit the gas pedal. Oh, the husband accidentally hit the gas and ran over his wife's right leg.
Was she insured? Maybe it wasn't quite an accident.
I don't know, but while Lucky was laying in the road waiting for an ambulance with police cars and everything, the fireman, Eric Barnes, he was 22 years old, drove around... He was drunk, drove
Hot
around
shot.
The police cars, trying to avoid them, and ran over both of her feet.
Ouch.
Wow. She was treated and released. I guess she was treated.
So did she retain two lawyers or just one?
I don't know. What about this lawyer thing?
How about it?
Run over twice.
Oh.
Two times.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Twice?
Unadilla,
they walked off with a whole meteor. Okay, let's just...
State New York that all these drunk driving stories come out of Billy Martin.
There's lots of room up there.
It's a good
place for it.
If you live in a place where there's not public transportation, you know, it's like hard... You get all drunk and could I catch a cab out to, you know, Goat Hill Road? You got to drive yourself home.
Well, yeah, that's true. I got in some quality drunk driving when I was back in Pennsylvania. Forgot about that.
Quality drunk driving?
I think I'm alive just because I live in the stumbling distance of my own haunts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately All right. for the other folks.
Let's do this stupid dance craze set, and then we'll come back and talk some more, and then vom. Time thing is working out weird.
Unadilla.
You know, one of my favorite idiotic dances. We got the slop. You know how to slop again? Show them.
Unadilla. Unadilla.
We're going to do the live recue. Got to do it. I'm just distracted today. This one's the slop.
Now
I'm also here through the courtesy of Gertie's Girdles. Gertie's Girdles, first of all, let me ask you girls a personal question. Ladies, when you sit down, do you have a hangover? You might need a Gertie Girdle. Try a Gertie Girdle for the gigantic girl. Gertie's Girdles can keep an unfortunate situation from spreading. And remember, when you use a Gertie Girdle, you're using a girdle made by the first people in the meatpacking business.
Do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey neck. Yeah, do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock. Everybody's doing it. Do the eye gouge. Yeah, do the eye gouge.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1. One on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
I'm a spaceman sent from the moon. Shine up a missile and head it soon. Let's blow. Let's blow. Let's blow. Let's blow. Baby, let's blow. Going up.
Gertie's also makes brassieres. They come in three sizes, medium, large, and G. Monetti.
Everybody's jumping, moving around. Nobody's standing still, keeping the ground. You can't tell what will happen if they pass it around. But it's a bug. Once it's been close, it's a bug. Well, come on, baby, let's do the bug. Come on, baby, give me a hug. Come on, baby, my turn's long too. I want a bug. Bug, a hole in my shoe. Well, a real bug's bug me, no matter what size. Spiders, mosquitoes, grasshoppers, and flies. But this kind of bug really takes surprise. It's that old bug.
Thank you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Well, it wasn't the greatest idea for a theme set anyway.
Nice
but
ending,
good,
though.
Yeah. Good songs, though.
Uh-huh.
Floyd Dixon danced the thing. That's Dan, you're not even out of breath. You demonstrated all those dances for us.
It's amazing.
And,
well,
and smoked a cigarette.
I keep myself
and smoked
in
a
shape.
Cigarette. So for those of you who didn't see it, that was Dan. He danced the thing to Floyd Dixon there. Then we saw Dan doing the bug to Jerry Dalmon and the Nightcaps. Then Dan did the float to Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. He demonstrated the crusher on Sally, who is now writhing on the floor waiting for the ambulance. That was the Novas. And we opened up with, after several miscues, the Olympics and the slop, in which Dan put his foot right through the window.
Radio
Psych Gig. Yeah, Radio Psych Gig. Roscoe is here. I guess it's time for a vibe report. You want your vibe music, Roscoe?
Long past vibe report.
Demanding his vibe music here.
Have a seat here, Sco, or you want to do it standing up?
I'm just going to do it like that guy on TV.
You can walk around with the microphone.
Midnight Caller.
But there's somebody on line three. Maybe we can let them do the vibe report.
Well, put them on. Will I be able to hear him?
He's talking to him. You'd be able to hear him, unless that's blasting. Yeah. Anyway, so what is the vibe today?
I don't know.
I got the sort of disenfranchised mind vibe myself.
I'm on that same similar plane.
Yeah.
I did a drinking experiment last night.
With our pal Moj. Moj is in the movies, huh?
Mojo Howitz. He's got star power. Star power.
You throw any star fits?
No, he was happening. He's happening. And there was like a...
They're making a movie, right? Based on Mojo Nixon's life.
Citizen Mojo.
Citizen Mojo. And he's starring in it?
He's starring in his own story.
Hey, come get Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
he was in the Dennis Quaid movie, right?
He had a thing on his jacket from it. I think that's what he liked about the movie. He got a leather jacket out of the movie.
Who did he play, the drummer?
Yeah.
Was his character called James Van Eaton? Or?
I think so.
Jimmy. Oh, okay. Where are we? Vibe report time, right?
Oh, yeah, vibe report.
Or do you want to just read some news?
I don't know. You know, I'd like the people to know that your news... This is my first time out here at the new surroundings. And it's kind of upscale, kind of nice.
It's the great new house they don't let us have any fun in. Yeah. We love it.
I especially like the thing on that window there.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a good tree house happening, and that's a big tree.
There's a great one in the back, perfect for a treehouse.
We'll just hang some ropes out there and see what shows up.
In East Orange? Okay. I'm not going to touch that one. Dan, you took my news folder, so you have to read the first news story. You didn't? Oh, Sally did. Sally, you have to read the first news story.
Aha! Sure. Sco relinquishes the chair to Sally.
Go back to the Enchanted Forest Loop.
Okay.
You can sit on this side, Roscoe. I'll go out there.
Got there, Sal.
Oh, well, surly cabbies, pushy strap hangers, and snappish citizens, watch out.
Oh, this is like they're going to attempt to make people in New York act like human beings by educating them to correct behavior?
Various forms of niceness torture. A new group wants to rub out what often seems like an institution on these mean streets. Rudeness. New York City style. Quote, there is no reason for us to accept the breakdown of this city, says Herman Rickman, announcing the formation of New York Pride, a citizen's army aimed at making New York livable once again.
Roscoe, Commander-in-Chief.
Are they giving these people weapons?
Well,
if you're rude, you get shot in the head.
That's a good idea.
Well, he's... He wants to have television ads accompanied by the tune of Try a Little Tenderness and a soothing voice urging, come on, New York, ease up. Let's keep this the world's greatest city. He also wants to plant 30,000 trees, and I like trees a lot. So I think the 30,000 tree thing, Herman, is a great 30, idea.
30,000 trees, give us back the pot.
At least.
Planted in rude people's heads.
The thing is, he was a lawyer who was the former Mayor Koch's special assistant. He also said rudeness threatens tourism. It accelerates the exodus of business.
He's a lawyer? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
He had to wait till Koch wasn't mayor anymore because everybody knows how rude he is.
Yeah.
He, like, brags about it. All right.
Oh.
Be nice.
Well, speaking of which... Oh, what do you got here? Got passes? Oh, yeah. What's Gloria's wearing today? She didn't get dressed up today after we brought Roscoe out here
down.
And everything.
She dressed down.
We apologize.
Dressed down.
Yes.
But Crave is playing at the Limelight this Tuesday. I got a whole stack of passes for Crave here. Okay, I'll leave these over at C here tomorrow, and you guys can, if you want to go see Crave at the Limelight Tuesday, you can go pick your free passes up.
Hanson Dixie says the Limelight's happening on Sunday night.
Oh, the heavy metal night?
Yeah.
But don't get pounded by the bouncers like one pal of ours did.
He said it's something like a lingerie show.
Oh, that's like the metal, S&M metal night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show your Jersey ID and get in for free.
Really? Brooke, here's something I can get behind. We are still trying to get behind the idea, the Hounds concept of capital punishment in the schools where it's needed most. And it seems Eric Shockdom, age 24, who's a Brooklyn school teacher, he's getting behind the idea.
Yeah,
he was arrested
like
this
you.
Week. He assaulted three school children, two of them with a nail-studded stick. He was suspended Tuesday afternoon from PS 8 in Brooklyn Heights after parents complained that their children had been beaten with a stick. He hit a 12-year-old student for stealing his attendance book. Well, that's understandable.
No, you're looking.
He went wild, says Carmen Carendo, whose son Angel was attacked. The teacher grabbed Angel by the neck and shoved him against the cabinet. Then he hit him with a piece of molding with nails, those little... They're not really nails. Little.
They're just those little carpet.
Yeah, little carpet. Deal. Carpet. Just carpet tacks.
Brads.
Yeah.
Afraid.
I mean, if the kids would have hit the teacher with it, it would have never made the newspaper.
Unless maybe it was.
But, you know, we live down the block from a junior high school, and.
It's not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Those kids don't respond to just a toss.
Probably just snap.
They don't respond to the usual
tossed eraser to the head.
Rip the molding off the wall. You don't really plan on doing that.
Mm.
Here's one on the lighter side of crime. Silly bandits escape into jail. Fleeing from a bodega robbery.
I love it when Dan inhales like that.
So, yeah, everybody does. People are complaining they haven't been hearing it enough. So
we get a loop of it.
Fleeing. Fleeing from a bodega robbery in Harlem yesterday, two wayward bandits practically ran right into the West 135th Street Station House. Around noon, officers Joe Doyle and Charles Spindleman were stopped at a light by 7th Avenue near the precinct. Then two guys ran by, pursued by Rafael Rosario, 20, owner of a just-robbed nearby bodega, who was screaming, "They just robbed us. They have a gun." When Doyle raced the car in reverse, one of the suspects, James Ennis of 130th Street, Queens, vaulted over a spiked fence to get away. Surprise, he was in a fenced station house alley. I was thinking, this guy is nuts, Doyle said. My partner radioed that the suspect was going into the back of the precinct. About six cops who had been monitoring the radio burst out a side door and collared him.
Assaulted him with Dunkin'
Donuts.
They all
dropped their donuts. Went running out there and started kicking him.
They got the second guy a little distance away.
Well, Ill Bruce isn't here, so I guess I have to take the booze desk here.
Oh, yeah, you got this cheerful story?
Worth, Texas. Okay, a 5-year-old boy who's drank 10 ounces of bourbon after a man allegedly told him to drink it like a man died in a Cook-Fort Worth Children's Medical Center. Police said the child, Thomas Griffin, was given a drink Friday night at a party in the apartment of his mother, Patricia Griffin, age 31, a.k.a. Friendly. The child went into convulsions Saturday afternoon and was taken to the hospital. Anthony Jimerson, age 21, was being held in Tarrant County Jail on $100,000 bail and being charged with injury to a child.
They say that's supposed to be like 10 ounces to a little kid is like sitting down and drinking a whole fifth of booze, your first time ever drinking.
Yeah, I mean, 10 ounces, that's 10 shots.
That's a lot, 5-year-old.
For a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
if he would have lived, that would be very impressive, huh? That'd be scary.
What's her name? Sarah Lee Kessler was choked up when she was reading that one on 9 Broadcast Plaza. She was choked up.
Here's another one. Here's a one-liner from Texas. Brownsville, Texas. Four people pleaded guilty to charges related to the deaths of 5 aliens smuggled into the country and locked in a trailer full of pesticide-laced corn flour.
Whoops.
Back there making tortillas. Oops.
Okay, it's time for the VOM set. What do you guys want to hear? Because I don't bring that much stuff for the VOM. I haven't really thought about it. There's two that I want to hear. Mitch Ryder and the Downliner Sect covering a Lou Reed song. And that's
Oh, yeah.
So you guys can run in the library. This is potluck Vom set. Kick it off with Mitch Ryder in stereo.
Go to the store if you don't
Anton
like
it. Anton sent me this CD. Pretty cool. Stereo, folks.
Right.
See? Left, yeah. Right.
Now, here's a song I found while looking through some songs the other day. We're going to try and do it again, Dave. It's all that new for you. You ready? Say it. Why don't you smile, yeah? Smile, whoa, why don't you smile now?
Sunday morning.
Now, baby, what you trying to do? I said, now, baby.
that we will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
jungle.
Right.
New Kids Turn That Down.
Freeform
Radio.
Hope
y'all had that on the proper volume.
Yeah.
Rich Master had
that. Turn It Down.
Today's ROM set. That was Roscoe's choice, that last one. The CD version, Blue Oyster Cult, Hot Rails to Hell.
The Hound on the tape delay.
I think, yeah, Hound remix. I think Sco's just been in a band with an ex-dictator too long. Well, I remember when this album came out, they described it as being like a Quaalude side and a Methadrine side. Remember that? That's the Methadrine side. I interviewed them once when I was like 16. They are short little guys, man. They're no bigger than one of those SG guitars standing up.
Oh man, they
What was their Patti Smith connection? Didn't they have
she was like the keyboard player's girlfriend.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Counting backwards, the Flaming Groovies, Jailbait, them with Mystic Eyes, the Downliner Sect. They were covering Velvet Underground songs before there was a Velvet Underground. How's that for being hip? Why Don't You Smile Now? Mitch Ryder, Little Latin Loop De Lou. Send that one out to the person who called and said we're homophobic. We play lots of records by gay people, so, you know. I said, what did I say that was homophobic? And she didn't know. So it was just, you know, I think it was more an anti-cop story. I thought we'd get some complaint calls from cop lovers, but nope.
You got those early Electric Nancy Griffith demos? From her speed metal band?
Mm. Hey, let's check in on the production room.
Okay. Can you just hook up down there? And
yeah, listen.
Somebody's doing like a drum check down there.
Yeah, listen. They're doing something down there. Whoa, check that out. They're playing Black Sabbath songs down there.
Somebody's kids are going crazy down there.
The floor is vibrating from it. Was that a record playing down there?
No, it's a drum check. Oh, you could probably.
No, that's somebody. No, you know what that is? That's somebody playing the Funkadelic record that I played last week downstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what that is. That's Funkadelic Red Hot Mama, because that was in our last week's bomb set. Okay. Oh, I think there's a little bit more news. Let's see.
Here, hold on. I can just take these glasses.
And
bail out into the
smack it in. You gonna go walking out in the hall there, Roscoe?
Let me see if I can hear this guy doing the drum check.
Mail late. Man shoots at postman. This is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You getting anything, Roscoe? The sound, Roscoe?
Yeah, can you hear that drum?
Yeah, I can hear a little sound check going on there. Very nice.
It's a funky beat.
A man who waited 5 hours on his front porch for a social security check opened fire from the postman with a shotgun when the mail finally arrived. Gerald Pulaski, age 42, wounded a substitute mail carrier in a bad shot. Wounded him with a shotgun. And at least three other people in an assault Thursday, police said. He was scheduled for arraignment this week. I do not think those shots were at random, said the postman. Kenneth Peake, who was listed in fair condition at Butterworth Hospital.
Those 410s, they just
anyway, Pulaski was
power.
Forced out of his house by tear gas after a five-hour siege after he blasted the guy with the shotgun. He hit a car, you know, a couple of cars full of holes, and he finally, you know, started blasting at people. Yep. I know the feeling. I often want to blast the postman.
It's a good reason not to have a gun in New York.
Yeah.
How about the UPS?
So we still don't have any announcements, huh? Where's the guide to arbitrary culture?
Maybe I can pick something off
of
there.
Uh-oh, here it is. Mojo Nixon is with Kinky Friedman tonight. That's at the Lone Star. And it's sold out. Treat her right. Oh, the Country Curmudgeon is playing up at Columbia, 116th and Broadway. Eddie Lawrence.
Oh, no, he's not the Country Curmudgeon.
Who is?
That guy from Boston that came down south to New York.
What's his name?
What is his name? He's a very
It's not Eddie
fellow.
Lawrence?
No, Eddie Lawrence is all right.
Oh, okay, I never saw him.
What is the Country Curmudgeon's name?
I don't know.
He's a Country Curmudgeon.
We gotta do one PSA, all right? What do you think? Youth exchange service. Let me find one. Let me find a good one here.
Mothers against Swan. Drunk dry cleaners.
Leon Uris, author of Exodus.
What is that country curmudgeon's name?
I don't know.
It's really getting me now. Last time I saw him, he was wearing a turtleneck.
Okay, here's a good PSA. Have you been a victim of a violent crime? You should know that the New Jersey Violent Crime Compensation Board has a toll-free number, 1-800-242-0804. The Violent Crimes Compensation Board provides financial compensation for counseling for victims and their eligible surviving family members. The board may provide up to $2,000 towards funeral expenses and make counseling referrals from a databank of 76,000 listings of mental health professionals throughout New Jersey. The FCCB also provides crisis intervention at the same toll-free number. That's 1-800-242-0804. If you've been a victim of a violent crime or feel like committing one.
I think I have been a victim.
Yeah?
Well, the girls upstairs from the Pines
played, they listen. Hi, Judy.
They did play Suzanne by Leonard Cohen 5 times in a row the other day.
Whoa.
That felt like a violent crime right there.
Oh. Should we take a call on the air?
Yeah, but...
Can you guys hear it?
Why cannot?
Yeah, we'll open the door.
Open
Just
the
don't swear and don't turn your radio up too loud.
All right, you want to be on the air,
speak
person on
piece.
7743? I feel like since we haven't had a vibe report, you know, we should do this.
Yeah. You see who comes in.
Yes, I'm an engineer for this Angel Lot Lasting.
We're delayed
because our directions got us messed up, and we're out at Brendan Byrne Arena trying to figure out how to get there.
Okay, you want to get here?
Yeah.
From the Brendan Byrne Arena?
Yeah.
Okay, you get on, it goes straight out towards, you're on 1 and 9, right?
Yeah.
Head towards the Parkway South.
1 and 9.
Right, take
south?
That west. Take that west.
Take it west?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Take 9 west till you get to Garden State Parkway South.
Garden State.
Parkway South.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, you take the Garden State Parkway south to Springdale Avenue, East Orange.
Springdale.
Now, there's a toll there. It's a quarter. You got a quarter?
Yeah.
You sure?
Springdale Avenue.
We can send somebody over with a quarter. Okay, Springdale Avenue, East Orange.
East Orange.
Okay, now when you get to that exit ramp, you go straight up, you make a right. You'll be on Springdale Avenue. Just make a right, and it's like 4 houses past the college on the right side of the road. It's a big white house. It says WFMU on it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear a band blasting out there, okay?
4 houses past the college, there'll be like...
Yeah, you'll see, yeah.
Official way it's recognized.
Yeah, you'll see it.
There's,
okay.
There's 2 signs,
sort of yeah. Frat house from hell look, you know?
Yeah.
2 signs on either side of the driveway.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Careful. Beautiful.
Beautiful, okay.
Now, that was very good. That's the old way that we haven't gone in,
well, he's
in a
at
long
the, he's
time.
At,
no, I know,
yeah, but that's where he is. He's closer to that way. Hello? You got a... Dave? Somebody's here running in and then just left shaking his head.
With like slashing his throat sign.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We can't give directions on the air.
I think maybe they were maybe a band of gorillas. Oh, it was wrong?
The wrong direction?
Whoops, sorry, guys.
Well, you'll
get there.
He'll get to Springdale Avenue. All right, let's just play some more records. WFMU East Orange, I got one.
About the whole Nelson Mandela.
Send this out to myself, Junior Gravely. You lied to me, honey. Maybe I did give him the wrong directions. I don't know.
Go past the live shrimp truck,
right? No, they're not going there.
Your name.
interesting fact about sex aids and devices is that they are as old as man himself. The earliest known dildos have been found in ancient Egyptian tombs. They were formed of clay and interred with the bodies of the nobility. This in itself attests to the importance of the dildo, even in those ancient times.
As I was riding across the plains, I spied a rambling phantom train, bound for nowhere.
Bound for nowhere.
I heard a wailing ghostly shriek, it echoed from a mountain peak. This was my last ride.
This was my last ride.
I've roamed the plains for many years, through troubles, happiness, and tears. This was my last ride.
This was my last ride.
My loving days have been dear. My broken heart's not mended. How well I do remember the day she said goodbye. The day she said goodbye.
Over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass. Pot party, roach pot. Mainliner, skin pop. Shoot some crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on benzodrine and dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana, the teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psych.
There's folks like you, they call me a hood. They slander my name to where it's far from good. Yeah, I think it's a pity and a crying shame. But I've done wrong, so I'll take the blame. Think this life is easy for me? Then listen, listen to my story.
When I was just a little punk, I was the town's biggest skunk. I got bigger than the rest and became a bigger mess. Later on, I led a mob and became a bigger slob. We stole candy, cigars, gum. Was mud and the luck was dumb. I'm a little JD. The AJ stands for, do you know? D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. Listen to my story. I met some guys a while back and we stole a cabbie sack. He'd go to thought we were living it up. We slept all day, piled all night, roaming the streets, looking for fights, stealing, gambling, drinking brew. Just wasn't much we wouldn't do, cause the other day, J stands for Juvenile, D stands for Delinquent. I'm a little Jenny, listen to my story.
Dildo is one of the oldest devices created by the ingenious mind of man. It is in reality an artificial penis and is used mainly to provide sexual excitement and pleasure. Dildos come in assorted sizes, from 5 to 9 inches in length and from 1/3 to 2 inches in diameter. They are usually composed of soft plastic or pliable rubber materials and are lifelike in touch and feel. They are washable, non-toxic and grease resistant and can be used over and over again.
Cat who said his name was Paul. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. 4 minutes with a nut, but it's all the same. Who ever caught my eye? From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. 4 minutes with a nut, but it's all the same. When they tell me loose, I was stripped plumb clean. The beating they give me left me sagging about. The way I ran, you can shout about. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me nit with a nut, but it's all the same.
For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it.
Go down there, yeah, you while back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. And, where are we? That was Freddie and the Hitchhikers with Sinner. Like that one, Ben?
I hadn't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, kind of the ominous sound. Counting backwards, Elsie McKinley with Nitwit, Phil Johns and the Lonely Ones, Ballad of a Juvenile Delinquent. The Dukes and the Last Ride, Junior Gravely, You Lied to Me, Honey. I gave that guy the right directions.
No, I think the sign was that you shouldn't have given the directions on the air.
Well, no, don't be besieging us, folks, now that you know how to get here.
No letter bombs,
don't
please.
Don't tell anybody. Okay, I had one last news story about the kind of a follow-up to a story we did about 4 years ago.
Wow.
No, about a year ago. Darkie, a popular brand of toothpaste in Hong Kong, which is actually manufactured in America by the Colgate-Palmolive Company. The name of it has been changed to Darlie in response to accusations that the old name was racist. However, the new brand, which first appeared on local counters Thursday, still has Chinese print that reads Black Man Toothpaste. Hawley & Hazel Chemical Company renamed the brand Darlie after the U.S.-based Colgate-Palmolive Company, which bought a 50% share in the company in 1985, faced pressure at home to make the change. In addition to keeping the old Chinese name, the company continued using the brand logo of a grinning black minstrel with sparkling white teeth. Mary Kwan, a spokesperson for Hawley & Hazel, said the entire label will eventually be replaced in a further bid to improve the product's image. To many Chinese, the name does not carry any racist connotations. We believe local customers prefer the original name, as concluded from our previous intensive market research.
Brand loyalty.
A representative of the African National Congress visiting Hong Kong to discuss trade matters still expressed outrage over the product. If this company found itself in South Africa, it would not be used. There would be a permanent boycott. The toothpaste is distributed only in Asia and has already been renamed in Taiwan, Malaysia, and Singapore, however not in Japan. And the Taiwanese government warned the public not to carry the Darkie toothpaste abroad to avoid trouble or misunderstanding. What do you say, a national boycott of Colgate-Palmolive?
I have a tube of it
that Alex, Nick's wife, gave me, though. Sort of an interesting cultural artifact.
That's a fact.
Artifact.
You keep that right by your that menu from Sambo's, right?
No. Keep it right next to that thing when you press down the head, the Schwanz pops up. But,
so you want to hear the other side of the drug war?
Radio Slate Gang!
Which one? The side that's winning or losing?
I like to think of it as them. President Bush in Hollywood.
The bad guys.
Giving speeches. In a speech to the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, Bush praised... I hadn't heard of this yet. Bush praised a new show called Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue that uses familiar characters to make the anti-drug pitch to 20 million kids who watch TV each Saturday. Here's a quote from our fearless leader. Never before in cartoon history have Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, can you imagine him up there saying this, worked with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Muppets, and the Smurfs, and all other stars of the cartoon world.
We got star after star after star.
The show's first broadcast is April 21st. In the real world, whether it's Hollywood or Harlem, or out in the heartland, small-town America, we know what drugs do, Bush said. And the simple truth is...
they fund the government.
they fund Contra
they
armies.
They fund the government. You can't believe they keep those money coming in from South America. Later on, at a speech to the California Chamber of Commerce, he urged employers, this will make you sleep easier at night. This is a quote, to make it very clear to every American that if you do drugs, you don't get hired. So you have to commit crimes.
Check out the production room again?
Yeah. Roscoe, you were down there, right? What's
I stuck
going
my
on
head in there.
There.
No, guys with long hair, like,
yeah,
jamming on the guitar.
I don't hear the sound check. All right, it's time for Hillbilly Hangover, I guess. Got one queued up by request. Ernest Tubb tune.
Over the hills.
Gerald likes this one.
The Gerald.
wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea with lots of pretty women, Lordy, fishing after me. Then I'd move, then I'd move, then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Oh, pick your blues out, Billy. Looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
Here's Ferlin Husky, popular Capitol recording star for Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living. Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz. Know the real joy of good living. Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how I used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party, just gift you gave on my birthday with words of I love you. There's lots of things to think about when you're happy, feeling blue. So I'm gonna take all the loneliness, sit right down with the blues. I'm gonna give myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party, just me the blues.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow.
then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cab and live it up.
I can't stand to see a good man go to waste. One never combs his hair or shaves his face. A man who leans on wine over love that's told a lie. It tears me up to see a grown man cry. I can't stand to see me without you by my side. I never go around your room, 'cause I've got a heartache to hide. Stand to see me without you by my side. I never go around the room, 'cause I've got a heartache to hide. A grown man cry.
Right now, the whole next portion of Red Hot and Blue is coming through the courtesy of, see, what comes up here next? I'm messing up. I got so many sponsors, I'm losing my mind here. Oh, yes, sir, the dog races. No, not the dog races. No, wait a minute, let's see. Horse races. No, no, you missed it. Courtesy of the best beer money by Falstaff. You can't drink it, you can freeze it, need to open up the cotton picking rib and pour it into Sugar Dizzy Dean. Phillips and Mr. Herb Sandler, right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now we got a record called, She Was Only a Plumber's Daughter When I Kissed Her, Her Cheeks Flushed.
1, 2, 3, 4. Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging nor complaining, I'm just talking to myself man to man. This old mental fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books and looking for my daddy's name in every town. I meet lots of friendly people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been or where I'm going didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am.
'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant banks in City Square, or if I'm working on some road gang, or just living off the fat of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
Okay, tell me when you're ready. Anytime. Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, woof.
Hello.
Today's Hillbilly Hangover. Buck Owens, close up the honky tonks. Merle Haggard, I take a lot of pride in what I am.
My
moron.
Theme song.
Yeah. No, I like Merle Haggard, but, you know, I got the CD that Antone, you know, who's working over there, Capital Distributor, sends me. So, please, figure out, play it.
What is it, like the
it's
everything?
It's got a lot of good stuff. It's 20 songs, but they put on about five or six of those. Okie from Muskogee, Fight Inside of Me, Stick Up for Your
Fight
Flag.
Fight Inside of Me is kind of a nice song.
I hate
song.
That
you don't like
song,
that song?
No.
I like the tune.
I really hate all that, those Wave Your Flag songs. So.
What was that? Who's the guy
Weird
with
Element.
The, like, scruffy, the scruffy beard? Lee Greenwood. What was that song he had? Stand Up America or something. I'd rather stand up. You know that song?
Big.
It was a huge hit. It was a smash.
I know
like,
the one you're
real talking about.
It's like the Iran thing.
Unbelievably like sappy song.
Anyway, Charlie Daniels had a couple of them. Lefty Frizzell, I Never Go Around Mirrors, Don Gibson, Give Myself a Party, and we opened up with Ernest Tubb by request, Kansas City Blues. Oh, I was going to play this set of bongo records, records with bongos in them, but somebody stole one of them, and since I can't get the set perfect, we'll just save it for some other time. That's probably the guy who's lost again.
Perfection is our goal.
See who that is, Roscoe. Maybe it's the guy who's
waiting
lost.
For bongos.
Yeah, so...
We done with the canoes? Is that about it of
What more can we say?
That's it.
What is it? Proud to be an American.
I'm proud to be
no,
an
God bless
American.
The USA is the name of the song. God bless the USA.
Somebody's at the front door. You think that's is Andy locked out?
That's probably the guy that you gave directions to.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I should go check.
Andy would know to
all right,
come to the back door.
Let's just spin some records. We got this is left over from the bongo set that we didn't get to. Maybe we'll get to it next week. So you have to hear this one twice. A good one, Andre Williams.
That was a female listener.
Oh yeah. Thanks, babe.
Female listener checking in.
Yes, yes, Moses'll come back. Nothing to you. Well, I cry the whole night through because I can't help but thinking of you. And then I wash the wash off of the way. But I can still hear someone say, you did her wrong, you made her cry. And that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong. Say, you did her wrong, you made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong, you made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, you cried, that's why she said goodbye, and now my heart is ringing like a bell, and I'm crying.
Cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
I'm
This is a hit!
Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was the Aladdins and Remember. Oink, oink, ooh.
The Hound.
Oh, we're not rolling right there. Pete and Jimmy, So Wild, Andre Williams with Moselle, Come Back. That looks like it. That just about wraps up. So we have a preview from the production room down there. There's a little preview of what comes up. Lawrence is up at 6. I don't know who the band is she's got down there. This guy's been playing an uninterrupted bass solo for 3 hours.
He's got a really nice amp.
The fella did make it here,
sounds
by
like
the way.
Sounds like he's playing Radar Love. Roscoe, you want to jam with him?
Good little sound check song.
All right. Anyway, and that's about it. Next week, Il Bruch, it's his birthday, and he's going to program the entire show. So either clean off the tape heads or get your earplugs. One or the other. I'd like to thank Sally, the bartender, Andy, the bartender, the dinosaur, Rosco, the Vibe Meister. All right, the Lord, the Crick. You
Aloha
know.
To you all.
Aloha.
I've a baby of mine. All someday will be mine. I need your love and I need it so. You're not the teacher that you know. Well, I'm a baby. Bigly, I'm fine. Well, you say I want you to be mine. Big left. Ugly, I'm fine.
ride with me.
Do have I?
Do have I? Do have I? Have I, baby, for mine?
Ziggly and I.
Will you have
a baby? Ziggly and I.
Will you have a baby? Ziggly and I.
This is Lorne Green reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
W.F.
particularly when no one is watching.